Welcome to It's a Crazy World, where musicians discuss the unique lifestyles of today's artists. If you want to know how to get through the craziness of the world of music as you reach for your dreams, you won't want to miss this episode of It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to It's a Crazy World. My name is Cynthia McIntosh. I am a success coach to performing artists. My passion is to create visions and change lives. As a success coach, I know how important it is to have positive people around you and to have people that are supportive. And because I know how important that is, this evening's guest is a friend of mine, DJ Daniel. Daniel is a co-worker on Indie 104. He has a show that we will be telling you about. But the reason I wanted to introduce you to DJ Daniel is because there have been very few people in my life that have been more supportive, more inspiring, and more empowering than Daniel. Daniel has a real passion for helping people in the music industry. He is a team player. So I want you to meet him, and I want him to be able to share his expertise with you and discuss what it is that he feels are the tools that artists need in order to get more airtime on the radio. Who doesn't want that, right? So we're going to be talking to Daniel today about his show, what he feels professionals are looking for in an artist in order to decide what to play on the air and what not to play on the air. What are the things that artists need to take into consideration as they are getting into their marketing? What to do and what not to do on the internet in order to get your airtime? And to share with you what he looks for in an artist. What are the deciding factors for him when he's looking at who to play and who not to play on his station? He will be telling you what the turn-ons are and what the turn-offs are. And you're going to want to know that. So, Daniel is one of those people you are going to want to have on your side. He is a great friend, and he will be very supportive and do everything he can to help you succeed. I hope that this creates a great relationship between you and Daniel and that you enjoy making a new friend. Be sure to take advantage of it. Stay tuned, grab a chair, relax, take notes, and we will be right back with you and DJ Daniel right after this.
Working hard to turn a broken back. You know I
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to It's a Crazy World. Today, we are talking to Daniel Haight. He is one of my partners in crime on Indy 104, and he has been the most... I wanted to have him on the show because he has been one of the most supportive people, and I know he just has an incredible passion for helping people in the music industry, which... as a coach, that's pretty important to me, too, since that's what I've devoted my life to. So we have a lot of the same interests. And so I wanted to invite him on the show today. He's going to share with you guys how to get your music out there, some do's and some don'ts. He has his own show. Why don't you tell us about your show on Indy 104, Daniel?
Well, first off, Cynthia, thank you for having me on your show today. It's been it's a real pleasure to be with you and your listeners today. And for those who don't know, I do a show called Independent Corner, which airs every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. It plays independent music from all over the world in an all-known genres, but I tend to err on the caution side because since I'm on during the daytime, I tend to lay off of music that has profanity and everything whatnot so I don't get in trouble. And I've been doing this for almost 7 years now, so it's been a great whirlwind.
Yeah. And then you have your annual Top 40s show that you do.
That'd be the Top 20s, Cynthia.
Top 20s?
I do it five times a year. I do it on the final Monday of each of the seasons. And then I do one on the final Monday of the calendar year. And that one is a big one, Cynthia.
Because
that one, whoever gets voted number one gets the title of Independent Corner Artist of the Year for the current year that we're in.
Can you explain to us how that all works?
All right, so... the best way that people can learn about that is to go to my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/independentcorner, and there you can look at the notes that I've created called the Top 20 Countdown Voting Rules, and there it'll list all the rules that you'll need in order to have your vote successfully count for the seasonal and year-end Top 20s. So that would be the best way to go to.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know one of the artists that I had on my show 1 year from Europe ended up being on your list.
Yes, I believe his band was X3.
Yeah,
that's X3.
Yep, that's their band name. Well, it was. They're no longer together, but back then it was X3. And I remember we had them on my show, and then they ended up getting on your Top 20 list.
Yeah, well, congratulations out to Urian, because, you know, I understand that he was also nominated for a... award for being a best bass player, if I recall.
He was. Actually, he won 3 years in a row best bass player of the year award in Europe. Yeah. So,
nice.
Yeah, he's been doing real well. He's a happy camper. Yeah. So, you as in your career, you run into a lot of musicians and you get a lot of people that submit their music to you to be on the radio, as do I, but you probably do a lot more than I do. So I'd like you to give us some tips on how to present music in a professional manner so that we can see to it that our music gets on the air.
Yes, because this is the best way that you can break into the music industry, whether it be as an independent artist or maybe somebody that may have gone to a new low and want to get back up. So these are the tips that I can give you guys as musicians, whether you're just starting out or as a veteran, to get back into the music industry. First is leave your egos at the door, because all these professional publicists, public relations, or anybody involved in the music industry is looking for somebody that is willing to work hard, be willing to put in the time and effort to get all the stuff together. So those are the two things that you should get, they should have when getting ready to approach a publicist or anybody involved in the music industry, because those two things, if you don't have those two things, chances are you're not going to be picked up.
Yeah, we all need to remember that the competition out there is really stiff. There's a lot of people out there, and the difference between how you come across to the people you're trying to reach is going to make a big difference. You can be just as talented as the next guy, but if you approach them differently, you can lose out your chance. So it's, the first impression is so important.
Uh-huh. And think of it as like applying for a job, no matter what you're doing, whether you're applying for to be like to like an engineer for a company or into security agency. Yeah, think of it as like applying for a regular daytime job, because the first impression is what these people are looking for.
It is, and you know, that brings up an interesting point too. I know that people send me links all the time, say, hey, check me out here, check me out there. And you know, when you're trying to get your music out there, it's not just the EPKs that you hopefully have, and it's not just the file that you send, but it's how you present yourself. And people will look you up on social media. They will look you up on Facebook. They're going to look you up, and hopefully you have a LinkedIn page. If you don't, look into it. You really should, but because that is the most more professional place to put your pages if you're going to be doing social media. But it is amazing to me what you find on Facebook when you're on social media, when you're looking up an artist. Some of it is just, you really need to remember who's looking at those pages. It's not all fun and games. And so when you just post a bunch of pictures of you getting drunk with friends at parties, you got to remember people see that, you know?
and they'll get that impression of like, oh, this person's not going to, is only likes to get drunk and hang out in bars and stuff like that, and not be able to put in front of the works. So
yeah, it doesn't make you very marketable.
Because Facebook and Twitter nowadays are become the place for people, not only in our field, but also other businesses, and also I believe also radio stations and other internet radio stations around the world are using Facebook and Twitter as well to do marketability and stuff, because it's almost kind of like it's being intertwined.
Right. It really is. I know on my station, for example, and I have really done this. People have contacted me and asked me to be on the show. They sounded like they would be really fun to be on the show. I talked to them. Didn't seem like there was anything wrong about it. But they gave me their links, and I went and looked up their links, and it was a real turnoff. I really did not want to have them on the show because I did not want to promote their links, because I didn't want to be sending kids and people to links that were promoting things that they were promoting. And it really just it made the difference between whether they were going to be on the show or not, believe it or not.
And that leads right into my next point, Cynthia, is that if you do have a website, update it as quickly as you can, and also make it professional as well, because that's going to be another turn on for if you're going to be including that in your EPK or as part of your Facebook profile or your LinkedIn profile. Because these people want to see fresh-looking websites and something that would really, really help propel your marketability and possibly getting picked up.
So, as a DJ, what do you think is the biggest mistake that you see done by the musicians that are trying to reach out to you?
Well, the biggest mistake that I've seen recently, and this has happened to also my music suppliers, is that they said that people are emailing these people, and then, hey, take a look at my stuff, and then that's the kind of things that's I believe is the biggest mistake that musicians nowadays are using, because number one, it signals that they're not hardworking. Two, they're just looking to be a flash in the pan.
Right, yeah, I know. I like I said, I really believe in LinkedIn, and I do. But I get hit with a lot of people just saying, hey, check out this song, check out this song, check out this song, check out this song. I don't think I ever have checked out that song. I really don't. But when I see an artist who puts an interesting article up or puts an interesting post up, then I will go to that post, and then I will click on that person's profile, and then I will look at that person. I will look at their music, I will look at their website, and I will contact them and have them on the show. But I don't think I have ever had somebody on the show just because they sent me a link that says, hey, listen to my new song. You know, it's because you get hit with so many of those every day. It's just a link. They're expecting you to hit that link and then do your own research on them. And it just does not work that way. That first impression isn't the one you want.
Yes, because that would be the start of the building the relationship, building trust, and also a way of saying that you're a good communicator as well, because that is also another thing that public relations people and other people involved in the music industry and also artist managers are looking for is good communication skills.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And professionalism.
Yes.
Yeah. Very true. So if you were to talk to somebody that wants to be on your show and you were trying to decide between them or, you know, obviously you've got a limited amount of time on the radio, what would you look at when somebody contacted you? You're actually talking to them and they want to be on your show. They want to have their music played. What would you look at and what would be the deciding factor between theirs and somebody else's?
Well, the first thing that I would look for is audience engagement because, you know, that's what social media is all about, is interacting with fans and listeners. We're looking forward to seeing how much time they're spending on Facebook and also on social media, how much time they're spending at keeping their sites up to date, and also how much information that they're willing to talk about if they want to come on to do an interview with me, because that is one of the things that I like to do when I engage with my audience as well, is give them as much information as I can.
So as a radio DJ, you actually do check social media for the people that you're going to have on the show?
Yes.
In fact, you really do?
One of the artists that I recently added to my roster, I actually found on social media. Her name is Ashley Wineland, who is being promoted by one of the friends of a friend of one of the people that owns the music promotion company. Her name is Kiki Pelsha. She writes for Ion Magazine, and I first discovered her when Ashley was doing Facebook Live, and when I saw her doing Facebook Live sets and stuff, I was like, "Wow, this girl really likes to engage with her audience and stuff." And so that was one of the reasons why I approached her to have her be on my show.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, but we are going to come back and we're going to talk to you a little bit more about how you find your artists and what you're looking for, and give you a chance to talk to them about how they will find the right people in order to get their music on the air. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with you and Daniel right after this.
It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, this is Success Coach Cynthia McIntosh. If you could wave a magic wand to make your life anything you wanted it to be, what would that look like? How would it feel? What would be the changes you would see? If you're ready to make those changes and overcome all your obstacles, give us a call. I would love to be part of your success. You can reach us at 866-636-4696, or you can visit our website at successwithmcintosh.com.
The Internet. The new landscape continues to grow, but bad behavior in the world of social media hurts more than you think. Young people affected by online bullying and social isolation often get poor grades, have low self-esteem, skip school, and in some cases are depressed, violent, and even commit suicide. Well, Beyond Differences and I Keep Safe are changing that, providing tools like 10 deep breaths to help teens manage both on land and online. Take anger down a notch and take kindness up. Beyond Differences is a peer-led group dedicated to ending social isolation, offering tools to build healthy relationships online. Learn more at beyonddifferences.org and join others in taking the pledge at wearekindonline.com.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Daniel. Do you need a little pick-me-up to get you to the end of your workday or to help you get ready for work? Then I invite you to tune in to Independent Corner on Indie 104. I give you 3 hours of the best up-and-coming independent artists and bands from the U.S. around the world, and from your hometown.
Hey there, everyone. This is Marija of Shadows Talk from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Hello, everyone. This is Morgan from Raven's Heart in the UK.
Hey, everyone. This is Michaela from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
So tune in to Independent Corner with me, DJ Daniel, every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on Indie 104, iRadio LA.
We'll be right back.
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Welcome back to the show. Today we are talking to DJ Daniel from Indy 104. Daniel, as a DJ, I know you you talk to people all day, every day, about being on your show, and people submit a lot of music to you. And you have a lot of contacts, a lot of people in the industry, a lot of managers, a lot of promoters. So you really know the industry out there. You spend a lot of time with the industry. Can you tell the listeners, how are they going to get the best chance of getting their music on the air?
Well, the best chance that I can offer you guys is to get your music submitted through a music agency, whether it be one of my music suppliers, which would happen to be Lady Lake Entertainment, Deuce Music, or Spectrum Music Group. If you can get it to one of those three, chances are you'll have your music heard on my show. But if not, then what first tip that I can give you is research all the agencies that are out there, and if they do have contact information, whether it be email or by a regular mail, what I suggest you do first is make a draft email of what you're going to send, and then have someone read it over. And again, it's kind of like applying for a job or sending an application for a job. And if you want to, and you want to include what you can offer to the table, some of the best characteristics that you can offer, and also if you can, also include an EPK link as well. So.
And if you don't have an EPK, call me.
EPK.
Yeah, EPKs are really important, and a lot of people don't even know what an EPK is, oddly enough.
It stands for an electronic press kit. It basically contains information about you, and also maybe good reviews from other agencies or magazines that have reviewed you. So those are some things to have in your electronic press kit.
Right. It's basically a summary of who you are and what you do. You have a couple of links on there for music, you know, sound clips. You have professional photos on there, a couple of professional videos, hopefully. But yeah, it's basically a business card for an artist, and it's important to have one of those. It's really amazing to me how many people don't. It's even more amazing to me how many don't have a website. They count on someplace, just, you know, the Reverb Nation or something like that. And while there's nothing wrong with that, I do think that it's important to create that image by having a website that is yours, that you have so that you have a domain name that is yours. And instead of going to reverbnation.com/your name, you actually have a domain name that is your own and a website that's your own. And you have complete control over what it looks like. And you can really promote yourself that way and create the image you want. Instead of depending on somebody else.
Another suggestion that I can give you is if you're writing that final email or mail, write it as though you're writing a cover letter in the application process, because you know I believe that music agencies and other promoters and stuff would like to see that you've put some thought into that and you're willing to take the next step. So if you write it in cover letter form, then you'll definitely increase your chance of getting picked up by that music agency or promoter.
Right. You know, recently I also did a show with a man that has a business out of New York called Talent Army Music. And he's got about 40 experts on his site, and you submit your music to them, and they're all experts. They're people that are in the music industry, that have been in the music industry for a long time. They know the ins and outs. And you can send their music to them, and they will send you back a critique and say, this is what I think, this is where I think you can send it, this is what I think you can do with it, this might want to be changed. And they will give you an honest critique, written critique of what you're doing. And I don't think that's a bad step to take.
Yeah, definitely. And after you do submit your email and mail, I suggest that you wait at least a week to do a follow-up email or a follow-up call if an agency or promoter has a contact number. And I do not recommend that you contact them every day, because that will be a big turnoff for them, like that they're not giving them the time to actually review all the stuff that you submitted to them.
And so in a cover letter, if you're sending a cover letter in and you're treating it like you're sending in your resume, what information would you suggest including? Do you send in a whole bunch? Do you send in just basically a bio? Do you send a CD with it, with music and your picture? What do you suggest sending in if you're trying to really impress a producer or a promoter?
Well, I would definitely suggest sending in a demo CD if you've already created one, or a CD with, I would say, the best tracks that you've made, so that, and that has to be mastered, not like a live recording or something that you recorded on your phone and just ripped off of a video.
Right.
If you do submit a picture with them, I'd say one that's been professionally taken, whether it be at a studio, or could possibly be used if you want to release a self-titled EP or a self-titling album down the road.
Now, one question that has come up, and I get different answers to it, so I'm curious to see how you answer this question. What do you think is most efficient, sending somebody a link to music or sending them an actual CD?
Well, it depends on what the agency is looking for. If they're looking for both, then I suggest doing both. Otherwise, if you have one or the other, then I would probably say to give them the best one.
Really? Okay. So you don't think one looks more professional than the other?
I don't have an opinion on it. I'm kind of on the fence on that one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I just wondered, because some people say that making somebody go to a link is less professional than sending a CD. And when you send a CD, if it's got a nice cover to it, now there is a difference between sending somebody a nice CD and sending one that's just got black ink scribbled across it too. So some people say it's really not a good idea to send a CD, that you should send a link, and then I've heard other people say the reverse. So I was just curious as to what your opinion was.
Well, I would say, well, if you kind of swayed me on that one, because sending them a CD means that you're giving them a copy, so that in case of like any legal disputes come up or anything like that, they'll have something on file to back you up in case if you have any copyright disputes or anything that may have come up against you in terms of legality problems.
Yeah, that makes sense. I hadn't thought of that, but that does make sense too. So
yes.
You're working on some projects of your own that have been moving quickly lately. You've had a lot of things going on.
Yep. In fact, recently, 3 days ago, I completed my a new song that has been 2 years in the making. And
it is beautiful.
But the one I did send you, I did a few years back,
mm-hmm.
in a collaboration with one of the artists that I do play. Her name is Penny Robillard. She now lives in Sydney, Australia. At the time, she was in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and she did this song with... the original, with two of her friends at a retreat, and I did a remix of it, and I've had a few of my other artist friends say that it's got an 80s feel to it, and when she first started it, she was really impressed.
Well, great. We look forward to hearing that song in a few minutes. All right, and so you just finished a song that I heard 3 days ago that was absolutely beautiful. I really did like it, and you... Actually, I wanted you to tell us about the interview that you had recently that was really pretty exciting.
Well, it's funny they should ask that, Cynthia. 2 weeks ago, I had a chance to interview a celebrity. Her name is Jessica Martin. And for those of you that may not know, she co-starred on Z Nation and Criminal Minds. And she's also working on a film, and she does have a theatrical background, and wow, it was really fun, amazing her, and it was the first time ever that I got to interview a big wig celebrity. And
that's fun.
That was like the benchmark.
And on top of that, you got to send her in some work that you've done.
Well, actually, I got to do an impression of of a character of a video game series that she was involved in, but because of contractual reasons, we couldn't talk about it though.
Yeah. So are you going to keep in touch with her?
Well, I am following her on Twitter, and she is following me back. So hopefully that once she gets the film complete, I'll be able to have her back.
There you go. There you go. That'll be fun. So do you have any other interesting interviews coming up on your show in the near future?
Hopefully I'll be able to do another one pretty soon, and maybe get another big wig celebrity down the road.
Like me. You could have me on.
Yeah, good. In fact, I did send you an invitation to be a part of my 7-year anniversary show that will be coming up later in July.
That's right. That's right. Early July. I remember that. It's on my calendar.
And I also invited one of your guests that you did a couple of weeks back too. And I had a chance to listen to that. And man, you two are really divulged in that conversation.
Yeah, we did. We had a good time together. Okay, well, we're going to take another break, and we're going to play the song that we were talking about earlier that Daniel promised us, Not Talking About You, with him and Penny Robillard. So sit back, enjoy, and we'll be right back with you and Daniel right after this.
It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh. We'll be right back after this. We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Great job, Daniel. We were just listening to Not Talking About You with Penny Robillard and our guest today, DJ Daniel. We were just talking about the projects he's working on, and he did write a song that put up online about 3 days ago. I listened to it today for the first time during a short little break that I had, and it was just so relaxing. It was really beautiful, mesmerizing song. You finished it 3 days ago. Now, how would you describe that song?
I would describe it as being uplifting and being as a symbol of hope. And it was an international collaboration that it did. Did it with three international artists, like I mentioned. I collaborated with Daniel Hardy Wallace, who is from Essex, England. He did an astounding job on the electric guitar. And I had a supporting vocalist from St. Petersburg, Russia, who also is on my Independent Corner roster. Her name is Kiana Bo Jumper. And another artist that I collaborated with is out of Tokyo, Japan. He's part of a band called Garak, spelled G-A-R-A-K. His name is Aguchi Satoshi, and his nickname is just simply Gucci.
Oh, so you just got all four corners of the world, didn't you?
Yep, figured as much. And as I mentioned earlier in our last segment, that it took me about two years to make.
Wow.
It started as me laying down first the percussion parts. Well, what I'd like to do in terms of music composition is first lay down the percussion parts so I can get the rhythm of it, and then come up with bass lines, and then supporting parts for the bass, and then finally come up with the melody, which I did to it. And I did write the lyrics to it, and it was pretty well. And then I did have to fight off a little bit of some setbacks, because there were some people that were interested in doing it, then came on, then had to back out last minute because of other commitments. So at least I got through the setbacks. Without having to feel like this was not a waste of my time.
So you wrote the song, and
yes,
then just
I wrote the
okay,
I wrote
and then
the song
gave,
and composed it.
Okay, wonderful.
I believe this is number 5 that I've done.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
and they're all are they all basically the same style as the one that you just did? I don't believe I've heard the other ones.
Nope. One of them, an instrumental that I did, A Reflection of the Soul, that was actually inspired when I was a member of a music site. One of the members was feeling a little down, and that was the inspiration that I needed to create a meditative song called "The Reflection of the Soul," and it's basically like I try to do like a guitar sound of it, but it actually came out like a harpsichord.
Oh.
on the melody of it with string backing. So
and it is all instrumental.
Yep, that was all instrumental on that. One of them, another song that I did, which also involved Daniel Hardy Wallace on it, called "Full Burn." It's all about the greatest motor race in the world, the Indianapolis 500. And I also collaborated with another electric guitarist from Austria. His name is Martin Schwarz on that one. That's more of an upbeat type song. And I also did a love song with another one of the members of my roster. Her name is Michelle Vanda. Did a love song called "You and Me Together," and we recorded it. Well, we laid down the vocals on it back on December of 2010, and I did the main composition. And I originally wrote the lyrics to it, but I had it revised by another one of my music friends from Australia to kind of make it more. Revised by a lyricist out of London, England. So I had a little help on that one.
Right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, though. I mean, your music is very uplifting, and it's very it's powerful, actually. It's very soothing. I really enjoy it. The song you just wrote, I really, really enjoyed it. I'm going to definitely have to share it.
Yes, so. And the message on that song, Cynthia, is to give hope to people that are having trouble coping with disasters, whether it be brought on by devastating weather events like tornadoes, hurricanes, or devastating floods, or by senseless human activity.
Yeah, so. There's a lot of all that going on right now, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the main inspiration behind that song, was because I've been hearing a lot of tragedy on the news, and
right. Well, it is
that was
really
my main motivation.
It is really beautiful. My congratulations. I really, really enjoy it. Yeah, you're welcome. So now you are, okay, so not only are you working as DJ Daniel on Indie 104, but you are working in behind the scenes in the television industry?
Yes, that is correct. I work behind the scenes for a digital station, channel for the station I work for here in Cedar Rapids. Basically, what we do is we go to anywhere in the eastern Iowa that the station serves. We'll film either high school sports, forums, parades, and political debates as well, because we like to keep everybody informed of what's going on.
And what is your vision for 5 years from now? What are you planning on working on? What do you have coming up? And where do you see things going for you?
Let's see. Well, I just kind of see where fate goes, and if anything inspires me to create another song or get another idea of how to improve the broadcast or something like that, then I'll just go with the flow. So I just kind of take it as it comes.
Okay, I was just curious because you're involved in so many different kinds of things. You've got the radio going, you've got music writing going, you've got television going. What is your real passion? Do you know?
I would say radio and music are my two main passions, and TV was kind of my third interest, and why not to go with all three for the time being until
How did you get involved in television?
It's funny that you mentioned that. I took a TV production class in high school, and I was a in-studio camera operator and also a field reporter. And what I did was I made stories that involved all throughout the high school district that I was a part of. And I believe my best story that I created was when I was with a group of students that took a field trip to Chicago. We took Navy Pier, and I got to interview some of my group mates, and I would say that was the best story that I've made, even though I didn't want to get into newscasting and stuff like that.
Huh. And do you still have the copy of the file?
It's on VHS, but unfortunately, oh. I was unable to get it digitally made though.
You know, I've got several files on VHS that I don't have any way of getting them off now, including my children's very first birthday. I have 34-year-old triplets, and I have it on VHS when they had their very first birthday, and I have no way to access it. Yeah, dance contests, all kinds of things, and I can't get to them. VHS is no longer.
Yep. I'm feeling it's going to become the thing of the past.
We hang on to them long enough, they're going to be antiques. With our lives on them.
And you never know. It may get its place in the Smithsonian Museum.
Now, that would be interesting to have my children's first birthday in the Smithsonian Institute. Oh, yeah. So radio is your first love, radio and music.
Yep.
Do you have any big aspirations for radio? Do you have any other plans? Or are you just going to just keep loving on Indie 104 for the rest of your life? And I'm okay with that, too.
Well, if the opportunity presents itself, I will try to apply for a radio station here in Cedar Rapids and see where it goes from there. If not, then I'll continue my search elsewhere and see if anything else turns up.
Okay, but you want to stay in radio, obviously.
Yes, because... My mom and my friend said that I have a good announcer voice, and I think it really shows too when I'm listening to recordings of myself from my past broadcasts.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, you definitely have a following. You have quite a following on your Independent Corner show. It's been on for a while, but you do have quite a following.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to you, Cynthia. Thanks to the launch of the Independent Corner Facebook page and stuff like that. I've been getting I've had a lot of likes and. Not only that, I've also been able to do Facebook Live sessions called Behind the Mic, which I had the pleasure of having you on.
Right.
And it's a good way for me not only to interact with the watchers as well, but also give them a chance to ask questions if they have any questions about not only myself, but also with the station, the show, and also and anything else that may be going on too.
Right. Yeah, I remember. What was that? Now I guess it's got to have been at least 3 years ago when you and I first started talking about your social media marketing. We started setting everything up, and we did your Facebook page and got that all set up and purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that had to have been at least 3 years ago.
Yeah, and thanks to your guidance and everything like that, and all the new features that Facebook has been introducing, I've been able to utilize other things, and now it's been great, and I've been getting a lot of views on the videos too.
Wonderful, that's great. Well, I wanted to really thank you for being on the show. Give us your links again one more time, your information, so that people can go listen to you and find you online.
All right. If you wanted to find out what is going on the show, it's facebook.com/independentcorner. There I post links to artists' websites and also links that Rob Saunders of Deuce Management sends me. And if you want to listen to my past shows, you can go to Mixcloud, which is mixcloud.com/DJDaniel_IC. And there you can listen to all the past shows that I've done, and also shows that I've been a part of as well, since I also upload those as well. And you can also check me out on LinkedIn. Search for Daniel Haight, which is D-A-N-I-E-L and H-A-I-G-H-T is the spelling of my last name.
And when does your show air?
My show airs every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific.
Wonderful. Well, we'll have to check in. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And I guess we're going to be talking in July for your anniversary.
Yeah, my pleasure, Cynthia, to be with you and to share the knowledge that I've gained over the years with your audience as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And for those of you who are listening, that was my friend DJ Daniel. I really do strongly encourage you to get in contact with him and network with him, because he does have an amazing network of people to work with. He is extremely supportive. He loves to help people out. And I know it'll be a wonderful relationship for you if you reach out to him, and he would enjoy it as well. I have absolutely no doubt that it would be mutually beneficial to both of you. He loves people and he loves working with people. So give him a call, contact him, go onto his radio show and listen to it, and yeah, become part of his network. Talk to him about getting on his show and just pick his brain. He's got a lot of information and a lot of contacts. Remember, having supportive people in your life is very, very, very important to your success. So don't dream big, don't dream bigger, dream huge. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope that you did get something out of the show. I hope you learned a lot from it. And if we can become part of your success, please feel free to contact us at 866-636-4696 or go to our website at successwithmacintosh.com. Again, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. Shoot for the stars, and God bless. See you next time.